Well, Steve, you mentioned after the Wolves victory, you were wary about tonight, about the, after the Lord Mayor's show.
Yeah, my experience, all right in hindsight, I suppose, but my experience said was edging towards changing it. You know, I just thought, you know, after a big performance like they did and the amount of ground they covered to get the win and all the rest of it and the euphoria that goes with it, always was, can we recover and go again after the Lord Mayor's show? And that mentality was something which I even mentioned on Saturday night to the players. In my experience, I've let them down a bit. I should have freshened us up. So I take responsibility as well. But anyway, you learn. My experience should have taught me better. But then again, I suppose if you win 4-1 and you don't play in the next game, then and that goes a bit wrong, then, of course, then you've got, you know, people who are disappointed that they've been left out. But there was a bit of me to give us a bit of freshness. Three or four fresh legs would have, I think, made a difference because we didn't get started at all before we knew it, we're one down. And then even when we tried to rally, you know, all of a sudden then we found ourselves giving a horrible goal away again. So one of them disappointing nights, we're all disappointed. We have to dust ourselves down, get ready to go again.
Was it just the quality of the performance against Wolves that stopped you making those changes?
Yes. Yeah.
Straight answer to a straight question, I suppose.
So, nothing more I can say.
No, yeah. Was it tonight?
I should have known better. I've been doing this a long time, and three or four would have been the call. Should have been the call. Mm. And as I said, so I take it on the chin. You know, you're never too old to learn. But my experience. I should have done better.
Was it more than 3 points lost tonight, given the results elsewhere?
Look, at the end of the day, Mark, it's your accumulation of points and what you've got at the end of the season on the board. Listen, Cardiff are on an unbelievable run. And up until tonight, so have we. We've still got 9 games to go, 27 points to play for. We've still got them to play here. So we've still got a chance. But obviously the result has dented us. But that's all it is. We have to recover and go again.
Steve, whenever we've seen Villa in recent weeks, every time you've gone forward, you've looked threatening. Tonight you went forward,
yeah,
we were flat
and we were approached from the first minute, whether we were with or without the ball. And we lacked that real drive, that energy, or whatever you want to call it, to start with even, you know. But and that was what we had to guard against. You know, the one thing in the Championship, which I've learned, if you think it's ever going to get an easy game and you don't get there and you don't get to the levels which you set, then you come unstuck. And, you know, that's why we've got squads. And really tonight I kicked myself because I should have made 3 or 4 changes, you know, and instead I've asked the lads to go again, which is the third game in a week. Now people will go out there and scratch their heads, but, you know, of course you can play 6 games a week, but it's the intensity what you have to get to. You know, and if you don't get there in the Championship, like when we look at, you know, sports science tomorrow, the one thing it'll tell you is you can bet your bottom dollar that we were nowhere near the level of what we got to after Wolves. And then it's mentality.
You know him better than anybody now. No problem lifting him again?
Well, that's my job. And it's okay when things are going well for you. Then it becomes an easier job. There's always a defeat round the corner. And a difficult one to accept, but that's the reality of football. You know, it's we've still got a lot to play for. We've still got a chance, and 9 games to go. Let's see where we end up.
Is that what it'll be? 9 games now, all about belief.
Belief and whatever. It's you know, there's the tickly bit, and we've choked tonight. There's no disputing that. So we'll go again, get ready to go again. Bolton on Saturday was never easy, but then again, that's the Championship.